January is also the time of year when air pollution can spike in the valley, especially when the weather's cold, without wind or rain. When it comes to air quality, we typically turn to air regulators, like the state and the local San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District. But a recent state law is taking on a new strategy, putting air quality in the hands of the community. And one person who's excited about the opportunity is Southeast Fresno resident Lilia Becerril. Becerril lives near the Fresno Fairgrounds and Vang Pao Elementary School. She likes it here, and she's a kind of career volunteer, working with local schools and groups giving legal aid and tutoring services. And so when she volunteered as a crossing guard a few years ago, it pained her to stop after just 3 weeks.
Mi garganta se contaminó o se dañó.
My throat was hurting, she says, because so many cars were passing by and idling. But it's likely more than that, too. As we speak, she points out a dark, smoky cloud hovering a few blocks away.
Sí, ¿qué es eso?
No sé. Es lo que les digo, que todo el tiempo hay humo donde quiera, sale que humo para allá, humo para acá.
I ask her what it is. She says, I don't know, but there's smoke coming from everywhere, all the time, and we don't know how we're here breathing. You see, just a few blocks from Becerril's home is heavy industry. Food distributors, warehouses, and lumber yards served by 18-wheelers and freight trains.
Cuando los aires vuelan para diferentes partes, todo viene a dar a las residencias.
When the wind blows from different directions, she says, it all comes toward homes. She wishes she could know more about her air quality, so she's gotten involved in improving it. As part of a new state law focusing on community air quality, South Central Fresno was selected as a priority area. And Becerril is on the steering committee, helping guide what happens here.
Porque queremos ser escuchadas y queremos que sea positivamente para todos y beneficio para todos.
We want to be heard, she says. And we want this to be beneficial for everyone, not just certain communities. We know that air quality can vary from place to place, even within our valley. But with only 38 air monitors among 10,000 square miles, air regulators are likely to miss local trends. For instance, we have an idea how many heavy-duty trucks traverse the state. But where do they bypass highways and release their exhaust in neighborhoods? Enter AB 617. Like Becerril, the author, Los Angeles County Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, also felt her community was being overlooked by regional policies.
We were forgetting communities like mine, and communities like mine have been left behind all my life.
And so the law empowers residents by selecting 10 focus communities across the state and establishing local steering committees. And with it comes $15 million for grants to build air monitors and bolster community outreach. The idea is, with more data on local emissions, a galvanized community can hopefully guide air regulators in cleanup efforts. Dave Warner is with the Valley Air District. Before AB 617, Warner says the district was primarily focused regionally. It also puts together an inventory of polluting industries and vehicles.
We know what's coming out of those pieces of equipment, but are there other things that we're not aware of that we're not controlling? This will be a fantastic way to find out.
AB 617 could be a change of pace for an air district that's been criticized for a lack of transparency. At a kickoff meeting in December, Fresno steering committee members complained the air district doesn't educate the public enough on air pollution and its health impacts. In a letter, the air district also sent the wrong meeting date to Spanish-speaking residents, though it later corrected the mistake. South Central Fresno and the Kern County city of Shafter are among the communities selected as the law's first priorities. Veronica Eady does environmental justice work at the California Air Resources Board, and she says the state knew it was critical to select regions with disadvantaged communities.
I'm sure that we're all aware that, you know, the most noxious land uses tend to be in disenfranchised, low-income communities and communities of color.
Ivanka Saunders is with the nonprofit advocacy group, the Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability. She's hopeful this law will allow these communities to change their own circumstances.
AB 617 as a law is basically an evolution of a civil rights moment. That's how I look at this personally.
The Leadership Council and other Valley advocacy groups were awarded nearly $2 million in grants through AB 617. Though Saunders is optimistic, she says AB 617's Fresno region doesn't include an area of Southwest Fresno that consistently ranks as the most environmentally burdened in the entire state. It's Saunders' hope that the steering committee will vote to expand and include that neighborhood. Whether or not it does, Lilia Becerril is excited about representing her Southeast neighborhood on the committee.
Yo soy la voz de mi comunidad y yo estoy diciendo lo que mi comunidad me está diciendo.
I'm the voice of my community, she says, sharing what my community is telling me. Maybe soon, Becerril can shake the name she's given her neighborhood, the Black Circle. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.